providing hope to students who feel left behind and inspiring students to exceed their expectations is what Clayton Wilcox says is the most important aspect of his job as the next CMS superintendent. At his first press conference today, Wilcox said he has a lot to learn about the issues CMS faces, but feels he has what it takes to move the district forward. WFAE's Gwendolyn Glenn was at that press conference and joins me in the studio. Gwendolyn, I understand that Wilcox talked about his background a lot.
He did, Mark, almost as if to assure any naysayers that he is qualified for the position. His hiring was not a unanimous decision by the school board. We don't know who voted for or against Wilcox. There was a lot of secrecy around the process, the finalists for the position. And after Wilcox was named last month, his first visit to a couple of schools was only made available to one news outlet. So prior to today's press conference, school officials have mainly introduced him to the public through video snippets on Twitter from Wilcox and board members like this one by Elise Dashew.
He's incredibly enthusiastic about public education and the opportunities in our district, and I found that very refreshing and uplifting. And he brings this wealth of experience with him. He's also had a good amount of longevity at each of his jobs, and that's something I was looking for.
Well, CMS doesn't have a record of keeping superintendents around for a long time in recent years. Did Wilcox say how long he plans to stay with the district?
Well, he said he's committed to being here, but gave no time frame. He's coming here from Hagerstown, Maryland, and I reminded him that when he was superintendent in the Tampa, Florida area, he said he'd stay as long as that district wanted him, but he left 3 years early. Here's what he had to say.
You know, it sounded good at the time to say, you know, I'm here as long as you'll have me. And quite honestly, almost every day after I said it, I was reminded of it, and I felt badly that I said it. Not because it was always my intention to say it, but again, I was naive to the fact that things change.
Mark, he says he's 61 now and that he and his wife have always thought of retiring to Charlotte because he felt their two children who are in the financial field would probably end up here. I also asked Dr. Wilcox about the stormy relationship he had with some board members there and public disputes he had with the board's attorney and how he planned to work with officials here. He says he was younger then and thought he knew more than he did.
I think I'm a smarter person now in the sense that I realize sometimes that you can't be as direct and as confrontational in order to achieve change. You have to work with people in different ways. People expect to have their rights, their thoughts, really fully considered to a larger degree than perhaps the younger Clayton might have given people. So I think I'm more mature right now. That's not to say that we won't have rocky moments here, because I have a sense of urgency that perhaps some don't share. Because I believe that our kids don't have tomorrow, they have today.
Well, Gwendolyn, when Wilcox comes to CMS in July, I'm sure he'll be swamped with implementing the district's new student assignment plan, where income will play a big role in order to make the schools more diverse.
That's right, Mark. And Wilcox said he's worked in large, diverse school districts as superintendent in Florida and Louisiana, where he says inequalities were acknowledged and worked on. But the push for diversity, partly based on income and the student assignment plan here, will be a first for him.
I had no experience doing that in terms of a stated agenda, public agenda, of moving kids based on their wealth. But I can tell you that I absolutely believe fundamentally that it's important for young people to go to school with people who are different than them in terms of race, economic circumstance, difference in thought, because we live in a world that's very diverse. And so I think our schools have to reflect the environment that kids need to be successful in.
He says finding ways to make this student assignment plan work in a way that the community understands it as a top priority, as is literacy and getting students to read at or above their grade levels early in the game.
Well, anything else of note from the incoming superintendent?
Well, Mark, Dr. Wilcox says there's a lot he doesn't know about local issues and that he plans to spend the next couple of months listening and coming up with ways to get more parents involved with CMS. He says he also wants to forge a better partnership with state leaders, and he, quote, said he won't hide when it comes to meeting with the media.
WFAE's Gwendolyn Glenn, thank you.
Thanks.